USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Democrats introducing a new $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief plan. The proposal includes another round of $1,200 stimulus payments. It provides funding for schools, small businesses, and airline workers. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's an olive branch to Republicans to restart negotiations that have recently stalled. Two services back online after outages last night, 911 and Microsoft 365 services, were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office.com, Dynamics 365, among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected. This is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
President Trump says the administration is rolling out 150 million rapid COVID-19 tests across the nation. At an event at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence reminded people that that will probably lead to the U.S. identifying still more cases of the disease.
With cases and positivity rising in 10 states in the Midwest, and with this historic advance in testing that's being distributed, as President, the American people should anticipate that cases will rise in the days ahead.
There is a new holder of Lord Stanley's Cup.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup!
That's NBC play-by-play announcer Doc Emmerich as Tampa Bay is celebrating its first Stanley Cup title since the 03-04 season, beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Game 6 of the final in Edmonton last night. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The CDC now recommending that people do their holiday shopping purely online this year. The health agencies added crowded malls as a high-risk activity, hoping to deter Black Friday shoppers during the pandemic. Other Thanksgiving traditions like turkey trots and parades could also become coronavirus super spreaders, according to that agency, which is recommending having overall a virtual Thanksgiving holiday, doing things like recipe swaps with families or friends online, and otherwise staying at home and watching parades and other events on TV with the immediate family. Wall Street is starting the week on a positive note, with stocks closing sharply higher yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 410 points on the day to close at 27,584. The S&P 500 rose 53 points to 3,351. The NASDAQ adding 203 points to 11,117 at the close. And NASA is gearing up to send a $23 million toilet into space. It's set to launch almost 8,000 pounds worth of supplies from its Virginia flight facility on Thursday night. And that includes the toilet, which NASA says is 65% smaller and 40% lighter than the one currently on the ISS. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.